Before cell phones, before high-speed internet, before satellite communications, there served a group of Native American heroes who operated with one of the most efficient and powerful means of communication that our American military had ever seen. Throughout World Wars I and II, these faithful warriors worked as a highly efficient and secret team, using a special way of speaking that the enemy was never able to understand, having developed a unique code in the transmission of vital intelligence that was based on their own language and one which the enemy was never able to crack. Though these warriors were legendary, this is not a legend I tell, but rather a brief accounting of some of the greatest veterans our nation has ever known, whose support and skill was crucial throughout this pivotal time in history when so much about our liberty was on the line, not just for the citizens of the United States, but for people all around the world. These unsung heroes shall forever be known as the Code Talkers. In a short narration, it is impossible to portray the magnitude of what our Code Talkers contributed to the cause of freedom. But I hope that the next few minutes will open your eyes to one of freedom's greatest treasures. To help tell the story, I want you to meet my friend Larry Montoya, a Marine and Native American from the Hopi tribe and nation. Agreeing together on the priority of recognizing the invaluable work of Code Talkers, we embarked on the mission of creating an artistic project that could shine a light on these very special veterans who played such a major role, not only in the outcome of both world wars, but they were able to successfully intervene with their messages and contribute to the saving of countless lives. Many hardcore battles would have been met with a far different outcome without the courage and applied knowledge of these Code Talkers. Larry begins by saying, "I just want to make sure that American citizens understand that all Native American tribes, whether they have contributed directly to specific war efforts or not, nonetheless, we deeply value our country for freedom, which is often taken for granted. And we are always proud to serve when given the opportunity. This is because we share the understanding with all American patriots that freedom is not free." Larry continues, "We were treated badly as Native American people by the U.S. government, having had our territories and sometimes even our wives and children stolen. Critical elements of our culture have been blurred and convoluted through a grim history of land grabs and massacres. Yet, like my ancestors before me, regardless of what horrible things have been done to so many of our people, I and thousands of others have been willing to serve the cause of freedom because this is still our land together and a land we are willing to defend. At the present time, I have two sons in the military, as well as a grandson, who all joined for the same reasons, knowing that this is our country." After sharing his values and family history with regard to his patriotism and service in the military, he also conveyed some very revealing information about his youth and how he came to eventually learn about the Code Talkers. He states, "At boarding school, students were forbidden to speak their native language. So much so that if one word was uttered in anything other than English, we were subject to severe corporal punishment, and I know this from first-hand experience. Yet, little did I know at the time that there were Native American military who were playing a major role in the defense of freedom by speaking their own language. Eventually, I did come to learn about our Code Talkers, and now, in more recent history, when I study on the valuable contribution having been made by these warriors, it makes me angry to think that at the same time that we were being abused, shamed, and scorned for simply communicating out of our own culture, there were those coming to the aid of the United States of America, as well as to the cause of liberty on international fronts, and they excelled in service, using our language, something that the enemy was never able to decipher. What is equally sad is that it was the French who were the first to recognize the code talkers for the tremendous job they did, not the U.S. government. Some may have heard about the code talkers, but far too many have never learned details about their efforts, and those who have come across information are usually left with the impression that the Navajos were the only contributing tribe. However, there are over 30 tribes represented among the code talkers. It is also notable that Native Americans stood up to the discipline and sacrifice which our soldiers faced during war. This is because, in addition to what we Native Americans teach our young about responsibility and working in community, most of our boarding school years were filled with strict procedures and regimentation, from pre-dawn reveille to bedtime checks, so we were no strangers to following orders or withstanding the rigors of military training or wartime sacrifice. Larry concludes with these thoughts. As a veteran, I am wondering what is happening with all of our veterans. The U.S. government needs to step up and care for them. Because of all of our veterans, we have freedom. And they gave up something of their lives when they could have been doing other things. And so it should be a high priority to care for those who have afforded us the liberty we enjoy today. I would also like to see code talkers brought forward in our portrayal of history in schools, as well as other institutions of learning. I would like to see code talkers remembered in the way of more monuments being placed around our nation, which would honor them. I have one final thought. When we went to serve, we fought as one for our whole country. May we continue to inspire unity with our intentions and actions as we move forward as one nation under God. This is the land of the free because of the brave. This is Ann M. Wolf. I want to invite you to do your own research about code talkers and ponder their critical contribution to freedom. And in addition, you may want to learn as well about the rich cultural heritage and wisdom that all Native American nations have to offer the world today. Many tribes are working very hard these days to keep the beauty of their culture alive through their music, their traditions, and their gatherings or powwows held all over this country. I encourage you to visit those amazing events and go with an open heart. And while you are there, see the moving way that they honor and remember their veterans in their dances and ceremonies with pride and dignity. I promise you that as you listen to their voices and see the works of their hands, you will be deeply touched by their perspective with regard to the relationship we are to have with God and His magnificent creation all around us. I have no doubt that you will come away feeling enriched and blessed. So to our code talkers, to their families, to friend and veteran Larry Montoya, and to all Native Americans who have sacrificed for our liberty and continue to do so today, I, on behalf of a grateful nation of citizens, extend our deepest respect and gratitude. May God protect this nation. May we all learn to work in unity and mutual respect in the preservation of liberty as stated by Larry Montoya. May we work together with a deep sense of purpose in honor of our Creator God, as well as all of our veterans throughout history who have given so much.